Father, we're so grateful this morning that not only we can sing this, but we can truly say it with confidence that we trust you. Our lives are built upon you, upon your word that is truth. Thank you that you will not mislead us. Thank you that we don't have to worry about that on this journey. Till the day we see you, halfway through, you will leave us alone. God, thank you that we can take comfort in you, that you hold us in your hands. And no power of hell can come against us. No winds of this life can come against us to separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the everlasting life you had given us. We thank you for the confidence that we have in you. We thank you that you have chosen us and you have called us by our name. And thank you, Lord, that we can be in the house of God this morning. At a place where we can lift our voices to you, our hands to you, and we can look up to you. And by just showing up, oh Father, you already know us. And you're meeting with us. And you speak to us. You're comforting us. You're encouraging us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that your house is a house of prayer. And I pray, oh Lord, that our lips, our mouth will be opened to give you praise. That our hearts will be open, that we will talk to you, oh Father. I pray, oh Lord, this morning that you would meet us where we are and that you will take us where we should be through the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray, oh God, that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. And the joy of the Lord is that when you looked on the cross, when it was said that it's finished, you are rejoicing because you have redeemed us, oh Father. And because of that joy, because Jesus Christ has pleased you, the sacrifice was perfect. You found joy in there, oh Father. And in that joy, we also find joy, and it's our strength. And that's why we can look forward to go on the journey that you've called us, filled with confidence that you will lead us to the end, that you are not a God that you will mislead us. You are not a man that you should lie to us, but you speak truth, and in that truth, it's freedom. And we thank you, Lord, that we're not intimidated by your truth, oh Lord. But we find freedom, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us. You care for us. You embrace us. You wipe away every tear. You turn our mourning into dancing. Thank you, Lord, that the sorrow and the things that we might go through, they might endure for a moment, oh God, but joy is promised to us in the morning. God, thank you that we have every reason to rejoice in you. Thank you, Lord, for our families. Thank you for our children. They belong to you, oh God. And I pray and we pray together that if there are parents in this room, that their families are broken, their children are not walking with you, God will lift them up during this season before you. And we're asking you, Jesus, that the love of Jesus Christ will get a hold of them and that you would save them and rescue them from the plans of the enemy. God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for who you are. Lord, we sense your presence since we came into the house of prayer. And we're just so in awe of your faithfulness. We're so in awe of your goodness. God, thank you. Thank you for your presence. It's not just a fuzzy feeling or something that we can only measure by emotions, but it's by faith we come to you. And we thank you that you meet us and you're faithful every single time to speak to us. And now we open our hearts and we're asking you to speak into our lives. Let your word become alive in us. That your word will have root in our lives. And that we will live out this word. And that you will bring fruit through our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit to please you and bring honor and glory to your name. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. You may be seated. truly a joy to be in the house of the Lord. Truly a joy to come together and sense His presence. And listen, our spirituality is not measured by our feelings, because our feelings will mislead us. But it's measured by the truth of the Word of God. And I thank God that the Word of God never changes, but it's always the same and always is stable. Praise God. Seasons might be unstable. Friends can be unstable, but the Word of God is stable. Thank God for that. I want to talk to you this morning about being born of God. During the season of Christmas, of the holidays that are right in front of us, it's so important to remember and be confident that we are born of God. And I'm going to share from the passages of the Word of God nothing that you do not know, but as a reminder, as Apostle Paul and Peter writes the letters and say, as a reminder, I'm going to share with you again and again of the truth of the Word of God. And that's why we gather here, to be encouraged as the body of Jesus Christ and be reminded that we belong to Him. The love of Jesus Christ is so powerful that nothing that you and I can do to stop Him from chasing us. That's amazing. The Bible says that we were dead in sin, and yet He has loved us with everlasting love. Before we were born, He already foreknew me and you. You're not a coincidence. You're not a mistake. You're not somebody that just appeared in this world. God knew you. He foreknew you and He chose you. And that's the beauty of this gospel, that we did not sought after Him. Because we were dead in sin, we were so far away. If it was up to us, we will always choose the world. If it was up to me and to you, we will always choose sin. But because it's up to God, the Bible says that He has loved us first. He has chosen us. He was not lost. Me and you were lost. And the Bible says that He has come and found me and you. That's the beauty of the gospel. That it's not by effort that we can do to earn His salvation, His grace, and His presence. But it's by the promises of God that we open our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's even the work of God in us. And for that, all what we can do, respond to Him with lifted hands, respond to Him with worship as we did this morning, and to say, I trusted in God and He is my Savior. He has led my life. He has been faithful through every season of my life. You never change, God. And we have gratitude in our heart. That's all what we can do to say, thank you, Lord. In the Old Testament, the Bible says that God dwelled among His people through tents. They would build a tent and the Holy Spirit or the power of God was there present. And if they wanted God to move in Harrisburg, they'll have to take the tent apart. They'll have to move to Harrisburg and build the tent back together. And then God would come. If they wanted God to move in Granville or Hershey or Homestown or Bethel, whatever area around us, figuratively speaking, the tent will have to be broken down again very carefully, moved maybe a horse or a mule or whatever ways they would have the means to do so, bring it to a location. And people were, not everyone had the access to come to that place. And they would build it back up together, and the presence of God, the Shekinah glory, would come, and God would be among His people. But the Bible says in John 1, and John is reminding us that Jesus, as the eternal, pre-existing, now incarnated Word of God, He Himself came and dwelled among people. Praise be to God. No longer He was satisfied that he would be dwelling only in the tents and only at certain times and certain locations. It was the idea of God that he would come among us. And the Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. How many might believe through him? All. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. I want to stop here for a moment before we go on. John talks about this incarnated Christ, the Word, the living Word, God himself being born as a human, coming to this world for a mission. And his mission was to seek me and you. And I love this, that he was the creator of all things from the whole beginning. John reminds us of how the book of Genesis began. It's all about God. God speaking things into existence, creating the world, creating mankind. And over here it says, he who made the world, that everything came through him. And he came into the world to seek and save me and you. And it says the world did not know him. I don't know how Jesus felt in that moment. Can you imagine creating everything and showing up among your creation, and all of a sudden you're not recognized? All of a sudden you're a foreigner. All of a sudden you find nothing in common with the holy God. You find nothing in common with the God that created me and you. And more than that, you don't even know him. But the Bible says that he knew me and you. And that was enough for the love of Jesus Christ to come and reach me and you. Praise be to God. And we live still in a world that is dark. We still live in a world that is filled with sin. We still live in a world that rejects the principles of God and rejects God himself. But God still loves the world. God still loves the people that are so far away from him. And he's still willing to save them, and he's continuing to save them. Praise be to God. And the Bible says in verse 11 and down, he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. In different words, it was a people, a group of people, that they did very well with religion and with the law, at least in their minds. But then when Christ showed up, the religious people, out of all the people, rejected him. And we live in a world that people that are filled with religion are most likely to reject the love of Jesus Christ. Because religion says you have to be a certain way, you have to do certain things to please him. But the gospel of Jesus Christ that has life says, come to me, you who are sinful, you who are broken, you who don't have it all together. All what you have to do is just come to me and I will give you everlasting life. Praise be to God. Verse 12. And this is what I love. And when I was reading this scripture, it began to speak to me. I've been pondering about this scripture all week. And it says this, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. My brothers and sisters, I can't just share this or read through this without tears right now. It's because it touches my heart to know and be confident that God Himself gave me and you the right to become His children. He gave me and you the right to become His own when we were so far away, when we have wronged Him, when we have sinned against Him. He has given me and you the right that we did not possess, that we did not have. But it's because of His love, as Noah was singing this morning, Jesus loves me, this I know. And even me, a little boy Noah, a 10 or 11 year old, yes, Jesus loves our children. And not only our children, but Jesus loves the world. And that's why He was on a mission to save. That's why He was on a mission and still in a mission to give the right to those who will believe to become children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if I have the heart to just walk around a city where there will be children that are left alone by their parents, that are orphans. I don't know if I'll have the heart to just take everybody and call my own children. But Jesus did exactly that. When we were wandering in this world, not seeking for Him, but being satisfied in sin, finding pleasure in the world and in darkness, He has called us from the darkness into light and now giving us the right to become His children. What a privilege. What a joy that is. That yes, I have earthly parents, but I also have a heavenly Father who adopted me and you, that now I belong to Him. I belong to Him. Praise be to God. He had given the right to become children of God, who were not born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It tells me that it's not our will that we are born again. It's not our will that we choose God. It's not that we have sought to please Him. But He says, but you are chosen and are born of God because of His decision, because of His love, and because of what He has done on a cross. Hallelujah. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. It's a supernatural birth. Being born again. It's a supernatural birth that the power of the Holy Spirit works through us and in our life to be born of God. Hallelujah. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him and cried out, this was He whom I said, He who comes after, the ranks before me, became He who was before me. And from His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Hallelujah. Verse 17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In different words, we can make a decision in our life. If we want to serve God through His grace and mercy, we will serve Him in that grace and in that mercy. But also, the law was given through Moses. And if we try to please Him through the law, in different words, we have to fulfill all the law. We become followers of Moses to a degree. But He came to fulfill the law. He came to do that which we failed to do. And by fulfilling the law, through Him, we become victorious now. Through the power of the cross. And it says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And as the worship team comes, in my closing, I'm going to read the verse that all year long we have been sharing together as a church is Jude 24 and 25. That's amazing that God Himself chose us, saved us, cleansed us, justified us. And now He says this, now to Him who is able to keep you, to Him who is able to keep me and you. Who keeps me and you? Ourselves? Our discipline that we fail so often? Discipline in our life to keep ourselves pure, as the Bible teaches us from this world, is to grow spiritually. It's not to earn His salvation, but to grow spiritually. But to Him, meaning Jesus, the beginning and the end, the bread of life, the light of the world, the living water, the Word that became alive and dwelled among us, to Him who is able to keep you. He's able to keep me and you, my brother, my sister. The fears that sometimes we might face in life, the fears that me as a father sometimes can feel about my children, seeing that God has a call upon our children, upon your children, and how the enemy can raise hell against them right since they're little. But I have to come back to the Word of God, to the truth, and say, but God, you have promised that you're able to keep not only me, but my family, my marriage, my children, but to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy. That's the heart of God that He Himself took upon Himself and takes upon Himself to say, I'm gonna present you. I'm your attorney. You don't have to speak. I'll do everything for you. I'll pay the price. As a matter of fact, I already paid the price. And my responsibility now to present you before the judge, blameless, pure. And not only that, but on this journey, I'm gonna prevent you from stumbling and falling into the snares of the enemy. And I'll present you blameless before the presence of His glory. And I'm doing this with great joy. With great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forevermore. And I believe that God wants to stir in our hearts this morning the joy that me and you are to have. We might not be where we would like to be, but God says, in me, you're everything that I say that you are. You might be struggling through different things in life, but keep on going to the end, because I'm looking forward to present you to my Father with great joy, blameless. And I believe that this is the song that we should have in our hearts. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forevermore. And this should be our song. Oh, glory to the highest. Peace on earth. Hope is born, not only in this world, but also in my life, in my heart, in my family, in my children. And because of that, I have confidence that His Word is strong, that His Word is truth, that His Word is alive. And whatever what I'm going through is seasonal. But I serve an eternal God that will never leave me nor forsake me, will never turn me away, but will receive me just as I am, And because he loves me with everlasting life, will transform my life into what I am to be and lead me to the end to present me before his Father, blameless. That's the joy of the season. Everything that Jesus did, is doing, and will do, is for a purpose. Redemption. To redeem me and you. To call me and you children of the Most High God. And in that, I take comfort. In that, my heart leaps with joy. In that and through that, I get emotional at times when I think about where I was and where I could have been and where my direction ended. Thinking about that, yes, I do get emotional, because without God, I would be dead. Without God, I'll be far in this world, but because of God, I am everything that he says that I am. Victorious, holy, his child, adopted, precious in his eye, the apple of his eye. I am everything that he says. I am more than conqueror through Christ Jesus. And you might not feel like that on this journey. And yes, we will face things in our life on this journey because we are not there yet with him. But everything that is promised to us to have there, we already are experiencing here in this journey because we are his children. Amen. We are seated in heavenly places, as the book of Ephesians reminds us, through Christ Jesus, victorious. Not victims, but victorious. God, we come before you and we're so in awe of your word that it's you who chose us. And to all who believe in you, you have promised that we would become your children. God, thank you. Thank you that no longer you move from one place to another like in the Old Testament, dwelling in a tent. But you have moved through the power of the Holy Spirit inside of our hearts. And we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Everyone who responds to your call, we become born again. When we admit that we're sinners, believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth that you are the Lord of our life, we are yours. God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you did not cleanse us partially, but you cleansed us totally. Thank you that you did not love us partially, but you have loved us with everlasting love. And as the book of Romans reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are born of you. We are born of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's the work of God in us and through our lives. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that during this season, we can trust you that you are able to keep our children, that you're able to keep our marriages, that you're able to keep our homes, our communities. God, we thank you. Lord, we've seen what evil can do, even yesterday, as this nation is mourning and Europe is mourning the lives that were lost to evil. God, we call upon you that you would have mercy upon this nation. We lift up those that are placed in the government to rule over people. God, I pray that you would give them wisdom. We pray for our president, vice president, his cabinet. We pray for the Senate and the House. We pray, oh God, for the House of Representatives. We pray for the state, local, and federal authorities. God, we pray that you give him wisdom, oh Lord, that we would have peace in this land. And we pray for this nation that you would bring us to repentance. We pray, oh God, that you would forgive us. As we've seen what evil can do, we also have seen what you can do. You can turn the moments of sorrow and evil for good. And I pray, oh Lord, that you would comfort those parents, the families that are mourning. God, we pray for peace. We pray for restoration. We pray for hope. We pray, oh God, for millions and billions of people around the world that do not know you as their personal Savior. That this word would get a hold of their lives and that you would call them children of God, born of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, when we stand before you one day, we don't want to be empty-handed. But we want everybody that you had given us, all of our families, our spouse, our children, with all of us, oh God, to stand together before you, that we will hear these words, come, good and faithful servant, into my presence. We're not willing to live this life to go alone on this journey because we're not called to do that. But we're called to share this gospel and to take as many people with us as possible. Help us, oh Lord. Give us the grace that we need and give us the boldness that we must have to live in this dark world, to stand firm, never to waver, never to back down, but to live your word through the love of Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. If you can stand with me, please. During this song, I don't have a particular altar call, but if you would like to respond, to just come and worship Him, just to say, God, I am yours, and I thank you that I am a child of God. This year is almost over, but I'm coming to show my heart filled with gratitude towards you. You can do that from your seats, but if you would like to come, take an action as well, even publicly, to say, God has been good to me, merciful to me. Do that. Do that. Amen? Do that. Never be ashamed to respond, to say, God, I thank you for what you have done in my life. You have been nothing but good and merciful. And bring your families with you and worship Him. And we'll be back to pray in a moment.